this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
I welcome you to service this morning. Hallelujah. Our Father is not here this morning. He's on a ministerial assignment. He will join us. He will be back today. Praise the Lord Jesus. To all our internet viewers, you are welcome. The same grace that flows here will also flow to you in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, with the little time I have, I want to minister. My assignment this morning is very, very simple. I want to minister on what I've entitled The Communion. The Communion. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. I'd like us to read verses 23 to 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, verse 24. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me," verse 25. After the same manner also He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in the blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of Me." Verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till He come. Verse 27. Verse number 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let's look at Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 28. Matthew 26, verse number 26 to number 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body." Verse 27. And He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye of it." Verse 28. Verse 28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Let's take one more scripture. Leviticus chapter number 17, verse number 11. Leviticus 17, verse number 11. The scripture says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Spirit of God, breathe upon your word this morning. Speak to us in the precious name of Jesus. Now we are in a terrible and hard times. The doctor just spoke to us this morning about the pandemic that is out there. And then we had recently in news that there are vaccines. Doctor, am I correct? How many vaccines were given to Oyo State? About 1,000. 1,000 to Oyo State. So it means several other thousands are in trouble. Only 1,000 came to Oyo State. We are in a situation where the only cover you have is the cover in the blood of Jesus. We are in a situation where the only safety we have is in the name of the Lord. And so this morning, the communion table is a platform for spiritual blood transfusion. That's what the communion is all about. Anytime we come to take the communion, all we are doing is that we are transfusing the blood of Jesus into our bloodstream. And that is what the virus has come to do. But hear me, that is what the antivirus has come to do. The vaccine has come to ensure that you don't get the virus. Now, the blood of Jesus is here to ensure that you don't get the virus. And one of the powerful antidote, one of the powerful vaccines you can ever think of or think about is the blood of Jesus. So the communion table or the communion itself is a spiritual transfusion of the blood of Jesus Christ. So if you have this understanding, if you have this knowledge, you will agree with me that once the blood of Jesus is in you, once you understand the mysteries, once you understand the rhema that is connected to the communion, then you don't have to be afraid of what is happening out there. Although you take the precautions, but despite the precautions, you know that you are standing upon a rock, you are standing upon a name, you are standing upon a blood that is bigger, that is thicker, that is stronger, that can keep you under cover from everlasting to everlasting. I am talking about the communion. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm talking about the flesh of Jesus. Nothing can withstand the blood. Have this understanding. So many of us, we take the blood of Jesus without understanding. We take it unworthily, and that is why it is not making any impact in our lives. So literally, a transfusion of life forces occurs when the communion is taken. There's a transfusion of life forces. Just as the life of our souls are in the blood, so also the life of Christ is in his blood. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. He said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. It's in the blood. The blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary is life. That is the blood in the flesh. That is the blood of God. So when we partake in the communion, we share the same blood genotype with Jesus Christ. How many of you are excited this morning? Irrespective of your genotype, once you are a partaker of the communion, what happens? You share the same genotype with our Lord Jesus Christ. So whether you are AA or any A's or any S, the blood of Jesus Christ, once he enters inside of you, you share the same genotype. That is what it means with the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and you agree with me that the genotype of Jesus Christ is immune to sicknesses and diseases. You agree with me? If you have the faith to believe, that is what it means. The blood of Jesus Christ fights against sicknesses and diseases. Hear me, sir. The blood of Jesus Christ or the communion is like the white blood cells. You know what the white blood cells does in the body? Fights and destroys every other thing that is contrary to the will of God working in your body. And this morning, as you are listening to me, listening to the voice of God this morning, I pray for somebody here that the blood of Jesus will fight against any nonsense that is fighting against your life in the name of Jesus. I don't know what is wrong with your system, but via the communion this morning, as the genotype of Jesus enters into you, that genotype will flush out every satanic deposit in your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. You believe God? Let your amen be louder. Amen. So, that's what the blood does. The blood kills whatever is contrary to the will and purpose of God. Let me take one or two and then I just close. I want to be very, very mindful of the time this morning. Let's look at some things that the blood does, the communion. What the communion does. The communion stands as a defense. The communion stands as a defense. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The word of God says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. The communion is a defense for our lives and a defense in spiritual warfare. In Exodus chapter number 12, you read verse 11 to 13. Exodus chapter 12 from verse 11 to 13. When God was about to deliver the Israelites, he said to them, and thus shall ye eat it with your lands guided, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. This morning, God is going to pass over. And every power that is standing against your life will die this morning. There's going to be a Passover concerning your life, concerning your matter. God is going to pass over whatever is disturbing your destiny, whatever is troubling you. This morning, they shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. May the Lord execute judgment over the enemies of your life. Verse number 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token, a defense upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So it is a defense. Now, after the communion in Exodus chapter 12, now when you please go down to chapter 29 to 32. After the communion, go down to verse 29. And it came to pass that at midnight, the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Why? Because they observed the communion. The Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne. And so this morning, whoever is sitting upon what belongs to you will come down. In the name of Jesus. That sat on his throne and unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Verse 30. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Verse number 31. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people. Whoever is holding you down will let you go. Whoever is holding you down will let you go. In the name of Jesus. In fact, I decree this morning that whatever is holding you down to the same spot, let them lose their grip over you in the name of Jesus. Every power that says you will not go far, let them be destroyed this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody whose amen will be louder, you will go far. Via the communion, you will go far. Via the communion, you will go far. You will go farther than your fathers. You will go farther than your mothers. In the name of Jesus. At every junction of your life, you will become the best. In the name of Jesus. You believe God, let your amen be louder. So, get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as ye have said. Verse 32. Also, take your flocks and your herds, and as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. You know the meaning of that, bless me also? Some people will have to come and confess to you what they have done to you. And they will kneel down and said, I understand that until you bless me, I will not prosper. Your enemies will be exposed. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Those who look like friends around you, who are your enemies, as you take the communion this morning, when they see you, they will disappear. Every enemy that is hiding as a stranger in your life, in your bodies, in your environment, in your place of work, in your homes, this morning, I command them, let them be exposed in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are hiding, let them be exposed. Your enemies shall be exposed in the name of Jesus. Bless me also because of the communion. Now, the forces of evil and darkness are constantly challenging the people of God. But hear me, they cannot go beyond the bloodline. They can touch every other person, but they cannot go beyond the bloodline. And so over your houses, your lives, your children, I draw the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any power that tries to cross it, we die in the name of Jesus. You believe God, let your amen be louder. They can't go beyond the bloodline. Because through the communion, we are able to overcome the evil that exists in the world. Can I quickly talk to some people who are not born again or who are playing church? You are not born again or you are playing church, you are joking with your life. If you pretend to be what you are not, you are endangering your destiny. Our father, the lead pastor, have told us that there are three people you cannot lie to. You cannot lie to yourself. You cannot lie to Satan, the devil. You can't lie to God. You can deceive every other person that you are born again, but you can't deceive yourself. You can't deceive Satan. You can't deceive God. So if you are not born again, you are endangering your life and your destiny. Because the devil knows those who are of the Lord. He knows those who are pretending. He knows those who are not serious. Don't allow him to catch you on your unguided hours. You play church too much. You pretend too much. You even pretend to be what you are not in the spiritual. It is dangerous. It is what? It is dangerous. Now, if you are not born again, you have three problems with God. Number one, you are separated from God. If you are not born again, there are three problems if you are not born again. Number one, you are separated from God. Let me leave other. And let me close on this. Let me leave other point. Let me close on this. Number one, you are separated from God. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59. Verses number 1 and number 2. Word of God says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Verse number 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Hear me, God respects his children. God fights for his own. God undertakes for his own. God does not fight for those who are not his own or for those who have not professed him to be Lord. If you are pretending to be what you are not, the day you come face to face with battle, the day it becomes your own turn to face the battle, God will not be there for you. You are separated from God. Stop playing church. Stop. We have so many pretending Christians in church. You have a problem. You are separated. Your sins separate you from God. Since our God is holy and absolutely righteous, he says, I will not have anything to do with ungodliness. So if you are not born again, you belong to Satan. You belong to the devil. You are a child of the devil. If you have never confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you are not a candidate of God. You are not a candidate of heaven. You belong to the kingdom of darkness. In fact, your destination is hell. There's a waiver for you in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John 1, verse 7 to 9. He said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Verse number 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, like my father will say, that the door of mercy is still open. If you confess your sins, our God is faithful and just to forgive all your unrighteousness. If you are not born again and you repent of your sins, whatever you have done in the last 1 hour, God is saying, I will forgive all. I will forgive. I won't remember them anymore. Problem number two. There is guilt in your conscience. One huge problem created by sin is the guilt we feel inwardly. You go around with guilt in your heart, in your life. And the guilt that is in your conscience is a thoroughfare for Satan to get you anytime he wants to get you. The stain of sin, the stain of unrighteousness that you carry all about in your conscience is an access for the devil to penetrate anytime he wants to penetrate. He has access. Don't give him access. What are you doing that is contrary to the will and to the purpose of God? It is a guilt that you carry all about. And you are saying, devil, anytime you want to come, I am available for you. Why? Because you have his properties in your custody. Somebody following me this morning. Somebody following me this morning. Am I alone? I am not alone. God is with me. So if you like, leave me alone. But God is with me. But I just have a message for somebody here this morning that you have been playing church. I have a message for somebody here this morning that you have been pretending to be born again. Don't pretend to be what you are not. It is risky. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 shows us the unique stain remover for our conscience. How much more shall the blood of Christ, the communion, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The same blood that allows God to forgive us also purges our conscience. That same blood. So the blood works for those who are not born again, who have accepted Christ, purges their conscience, forgives their sins. The blood also works for those who are Christians, who are born again, but have gone far from the Lord, but want to return. That same blood does the same work of purging. This morning, somebody, you are here, you will come back to God. Oh, the amen is not louder. Maybe you thought I wanted to say, you will buy your miracle car. God did not give me that message this morning. I see somebody, you are here, you have gone far from God, you will come back to God. Check your life spiritually. Check your life, prayer, your prayer life. Check your life, your Bible study life. Check your life, your attendance life. Do you know what I mean by attendance life? The number of times you come for extra project, the number of times you come for Sunday service, check it. See the number of people that is seated here this morning. You are born again. Some of us, extra project days, you are in your house. I said it on Tuesday. You are in your house doing nothing. But one of these will be true about you. You are watching home movies. Your DSTV is on. Your GoTV is on. You are reading a novel that is not Bible related. Most of us in our houses on Tuesdays, we don't even study our Bibles. And some of us claim that we are online. We check online. Last Tuesday, the number of people that came online were about 11. Media, am I correct? Around 11, 10, online. And somebody tells me, oh, don't worry, I'm online. Which online are you? And you say you are born again. The things of God does not trigger you. The things of God does not make you feel somehow. You are supposed to be in service and you have your friends gisting and you don't feel anything. You didn't go to work. You are not on duty and you have the time to come to church. You did not come and you are relaxed. You are too comfortable. We talked about the danger of comfort. When you are comfort, you are alone. When you are too comfort, you are alone. The danger of comfort. The Message Bible describes it in another way. I don't want to say it this morning because it's not extra project. Stop playing church. Number three problem that those who are not born again or those who are pretending to be serving God. Number three problem they have is that they are constantly accused by Satan. Constantly accused by Satan. That's why most of the time when you go to God, Lord, I need this, Satan is saying, Lord, he is not qualified. He's not your candidate. He's not your candidate. He's not qualified. Satan is called the accuser. Revelation chapter 22, verse 10. He is the accuser. So to be free from these accusations of the enemy, it is important for you to come to Jesus. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing bar? Are you washed in the blood? Can we rise up on our feet? Can you close your eyes as we sing that song?
All your lamb is spotless.
All the white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. There are two sets of people here this morning. I don't want you to play church anymore. I don't want you to play church anymore. The world is terrible. Things are happening. We keep on saying Jesus is coming. And somebody said to me, we have been saying Jesus is coming. He has not come. But so many people have gone. Their own Jesus has come. Their Jesus has come. Our Jesus can come in different ways. Can meet us at different junctions of life. Don't allow Jesus to come and meet in your unguided heart. Two set of people this morning, as we sing this song, you have just 2 minutes to walk to the front of the altar. You know that you are backslidden. You know, as I'm speaking, there is guilt in your conscience. You are here this morning, you have not given your life to Christ. You know, as I'm speaking, there is guilt in your... Please don't pretend to be what you are not. There are two places a man will go after death. It's either you make heaven or you go to hell. You choose which one do you want to go to. Close your eyes. The call has been made. Just walk forward. The call has been made. Don't pretend to be what you are not. You have 1 minute and 30 seconds.
You have just listened to the World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jue Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.